Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach will begin the fifth out of the nine halachas in the Sefer Avodah, the Book of Service in the Beis HaMikdash, the Hilchos Ma'aseh HaKarbonos, the laws relating to the actions of the Karbonos, of the sacrifices, where Yesh Bechlolin Sholish Ve'Esa Mitzvah, in this category there are 23 commandments, Esa Mitzvah say 10 positive commandments, Ushlesh Esa Mitzvah say, and 13 negative prohibitions, V'zeh Pratan, and says the Rambam, these are the specifics. Aleph, number one, Lasis Ha'ila, to do the totally burnt sacrifice, Kemaseh HaKsum HaSeder, like his actions that are written in the order of the Torah. Beis, number two, Shleilecha B'Sar Ha'ila, not to eat the meat of a totally burnt sacrifice. Gimel, number three, Seder HaChatas, the order of the sin offering. Dalet, number four, Shleilecha M'Psar HaChatas HaPanim, is not to eat from the meat of the inner Chatois, which is done inside the Heichel, not in Mizbech HaPanim, not in Mizbech HaZav, not in Mizbech HaChitzen. Hey, number five, Shleyavgu B'Chatas HaLev, not to separate the bird chatos, that carbon should not be separated. Vav, number six, Seder Asham, the order of the guilt offering. Zayin, meaning, and to do that order, as we said, regarding the oil and the chatos. Zayin, number seven, Shayichla Kahanim, that the Kahanim should eat Besar Kach HaKach B'Mikdash, the meat of the holiest level carbonus in the Beis HaMikdash. Ches, number eight, Shayichlam Chutz Lazar, they shouldn't eat it, these kachakachim, out of the azar, out of the courtyard. Test number nine, shleyichel zarma kachakachim, that a foreigner or a non-Kohen should not eat from the kachakachim. Yud number 10, seder hashlamim, to do the order of the peace offering. Yud av number 11, shleyichel basar kachim kalim, kudim zrikas damim, not to eat the meat of the lower level kachim, like that of shlamim, before its blood is sprayed on the mizbeach. Yud beis number 12, lasis kol mincha kaseder masek sum matera, to do the order of the flower offerings according to the order that's written in the Torah. Yud Gimel number 13, Shalayasim Shemin Almechas Chaitin, not to put oil on the sinner's flower offering. Yud Dal number 14, Shalayitin Al Levina, not to put frankincense on the sinner's flower offering. Tezvav number 15, Shalayti Ochel Mechas Kayin, that the flower offering of a Kayin should not be eaten. Again, in contrast to a regular Mincha of Yisrael. Tezayin number 16, Shalayti Ochel Mechas Chametz, that a flower offering should not be baked in a leavened Chametz state. Yud Zayin number 17, Shayichla Kahan Mashir Menachis, that the Kahan should eat the leftovers of a regular person's mencha. Yud Ches number 18, Shayavi Odom, that a person should bring Kol Nedar in advice of all his vows and all his donations of Karbonis, Beregel Shapoga Bairishin, in the Yom Tiv that he encounters first from the Yom Tivim. Yud Ches number 19, Shleyaacha Nidra Ben Advasid, that he shouldn't delay bringing his vows or his donations or Shogvarm, Shuchai Ben, or regarding other things that he's obligated in bringing. Chav number 20, lahakav kol hakarbonos beis habachira, to sacrifice all the karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. Chav av number 21, lahavi kachi chutzlaretz, to bring the sanctifications that one has out of Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaBachir, to the Beis HaMikdash. Chav beis number 22, shalei lishchid karbonos chutz lazar, not to slaughter the karbonos out of the courtyard. And chav gimel number 23, shalei lahakav karbonos chutz lazar, not to sacrifice the sacrifice, the carbon out of the Azara. Ubir mitzvahs elu perakim elu, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters, where there are 19 perakim in these halachas. In this Perek Alpha, we're going to be discussing regarding karbanos that are what's called from nefesh chayah, from a living thing, which is five types. And regarding karbanos, tzibur karbanyachad, there's four types of karbanos. Perek Beis discusses that of nesachim, of the accompanying libations. Gimel discusses the individuals regarding partnerships and Gentiles and renegade Jews. Perek Dal discusses that it has to be during the daytime, it has to be lishma the karban. Perek Hei discusses that from Kabbalah, Hadam and onward has to be done by Kahanim, and also the place of the Shechita and the Kabbalah. Perek Vav discusses that of the Eila, Perek Zayin discusses the Chatas, Perek Ches discusses regarding a garment that was sprayed on from the blood of the Chatas, Perek Tes discusses the Asham, Perek Yud discusses the consumption of the Kachakachim, which the Karbanas that were mentioned up until then. Perek Yud Av discusses regarding prohibitions that apply to the eating of the Kachim. Perek Yud Beis discusses the Menachas, the flower offerings. Perek Yud Yimel discusses how to make the Menachas. Perek Yud Al discusses Nedavim. Perek Yud Av discusses regarding statements and retractions regarding Kachim. Perek Design discusses a Neder. Perek Design discusses continuing regarding what was discussed regarding Mincha. Perek Yud Ches discusses regarding the sacrificing. And Perek Yud Tes discusses regarding the bringing Hamala Bachutz out of the Azar. So we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, like we said, discusses the karbanos of Minei Nefesh Chaya, that of a living spirit, which in Halacha after Ram discusses the different types. Kol karbanos shel Minei Nefesh Chaya, all the sacrifices of the different types of living creatures, boi mechamishim min lovad, those karbanos come from five specific species, and that's it. They are min habakar, from the cattle, min hakvasim, from the flock, from the sheep, min ha'izim, from the goats, min ha'tarim, from the turtle doves, min b'nei yayin, from the young doves. Those are the five types of species that karbanos is brought from a living species. Halacha base. Now, v'chol har karbanos. Now, all the karbanos of this nefesh chay of a living spirit, bein shel tzibbe, bein shel yachid, whether it's for the karban of the public or that of an individual, are four types of karbanos, which are oila, which is brought up and totally sacrificed in the mizbeach, v'chatas, the sin offering, v'asham, the guilt offering, v'shalom, and the peace offering. Now, halacha gimel, v'oid yesham shleishim in the karban yachid. Now, there are, however, also three different types of individual karbanos. Behema Pesach, that's the karban Pesach we bring on the end of Pesach. Babachar, the firstborn offering, which is that of the firstborn animal of that womb. And the hamaiser, regarding the maiser behem, which is the tenth of the new animals that he has from that year. Those are three unique karbanos yachid. Halacha Dalad Ram continues and explains in detail the karbanos hatzibur. So, kol karbanos hatzibur heim, all the public sacrifices, that which is brought by the Jewish people as a unit, heim oila chatas, is either a totally burnt sacrifice or a sin offering. And ve'im karbanos hatzibur shlamim, however, there's no peace offering brought by the Jewish people as a whole. Chutz is one exception. Mishnei chavasim, the two lambs, haboim im lechem hatznufa batzeres, that come with the bread that is waved on Shavuos, which that's the shtei halechem. And the lambs that are brought with that, the heim and the krum, they're what's called zivchei shalmei tzibur, the karbanis of the shlamim of the tzibur. That's the one exception where the tzibur brings the shlam. But vein tzibur makriven asham la'olam, the tzibur never brings a karban asham, a guilt offering, and neither do they bring a karban that's ever of a bird. Halacha hey. Moreover, karbanis of tzibur heim, the regular karbanis of the tzibur are shnei tmim shal kol yoyim. You have the two daily sacrifices every single day, the first one in the morning, first at the last one at night, at the day. Umusvei Shabbosis, the additional karbanos which are brought on Shabbos, Rosh Chodeshim, and on the new months, Bahamayadis, and on the Yom Tevim, Usir Chatos Shal Yom Kippurim, and also the Higot of the Chatos of Yom Kippurim, which refers to the inner Higot, which is burnt, which is the counterpart of the one that's thrown off the cliff. That's the Sar HaPanimi, where that's the blood that's sprayed inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because in contrast, the Sar HaChitzayni, that's a different carbon, that's a different Sar that's brought in Yom Kippurim, not the one that's thrown off the cliff, but that's sprayed on the outside, Mizbeach, that's actually from the Musafim of the Meadis, which we just mentioned, that Moyadis, which include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, are Yom Tovim, so to the ram that the people bring in Yom Kippurim, they're including the Musafim. Here, what we're adding on, besides Musafim, is specifically the Sar Chatas, that is what we call Sar LaShem of Yom Kippurim, and Mechin Meshagu Bezdin. So to, let's say, the high court, the Sanhedrin, if they make an error in a ruling, V'hoi Bavai Dezoran, they made a ruling regarding idolatry, that you could do it, and it turns out it really was idolatry that the whole Jewish people did. So maybe call Shevet B'Shevet Parvisar. Every single tribe brings a bull and a he-goat. Hapar Oila, the bull is a Oila, Vasar Chatas, and the he-goat is a Chatas. Ve'elu HaSeirim Him Nekram, and these he-goats that they bring are Seiri Avodah Zarah, they're called the he-goats of idolatry. Similarly, Vim Shogu, if the high court made an error, Bahur Bishar Mitzvah, and they made a ruling regarding some other mitzvah, not Avodah Zarah, and the Jewish people followed that ruling erroneously, Mevim Par Lachatas, they bring a bull for a sin offering. V'hanukka, that's called Par Helm Davashal Tzibur, the bull of the oversight of the Tzibur. These are the Kabbanis HaTzibur. Now, Halacha Vav, Kabbanis HaYachad Heim, which we discussed, there's four types of Kabbanis. For tzibur and yachid, oila chatas asham shlam, we said tzibur, what they have, what they don't have. And now regarding karbanos hayachid heim, which we mentioned there's three other types besides those four types, the karbanos of an individual are habachar, which are the firstborn animal, v'hamaiser, the tenth of the tithing of the animals, v'pesach karban pesach, more v'chagiga, you have the karban chagiga, which v'hi shlamim, that's a shlamim which is brought together on the yomtiv. And that's what's known as Shalmei Chagiga, that's brought on Yom Tovim. And V'ri'iya, which is also brought on Yom Tov, which is showing oneself, which is by the pilgrimages. V'hi'oilus, and that's totally burnt sacrifices. V'karban Agar, you have the carbon that a convert brings when he's being Megar, when he's converting. V'hu oilum and behemah, what are his kabanas? So you have the totally burnt sacrifice from an animal. Oishne ben Yoina, or two young doves, Ishtei Tayrim, or two turtle doves, Ishneim Oila, and they're both Oila. Oishne behemahs, or two animals, which is achas oila v'achas shlamim. So, or you're going to bring two animals. So either you're going to bring the animal behema or two birds, or you're going to bring two animals. And achas oila v'achas shlamim, one will be the oila, which we mentioned. You're always going to bring an animal oila. Question was, what are you going to bring as the next thing? Either two birds, or it's going to be a shlamim animal. And also they have the hanoid, if someone takes a vow to bring a carbon, or misnadav, or someone's donating oila oishlamim, totally burnt sacrifice, or a shlamim, which you can't donate a chatas or a nashim. And you also have a shlama boimer malachim. You also have a carbon shlama that comes with bread. Him and the carbon toy, that's what's called the thanks offering, which is a shlama, but it's unique in that it's brought with bread. And v'chein karbonis ha-nazir. So you have the karbonis of a nazir when he concludes his days of naziris. So v'chein oyla v'chatzis v'shlama. He brings three types of karbonis. Oyla, achatzis, and shlama. Then you have also a karbonis mitzayra. You have the mitzayra on the eighth day of his purification from his tzaras. V'chein chatzis v'ashem oylam. He also brings three karbonis, achatzis, ashem, and oylam. And the karbonis zavim. You have when the zav and the zava, when they're on day eight of the purification, they bring karbonis. And the yaldas, a woman who gave birth, which is day 41 if she gave birth to a boy, day 81 when she gave birth to a girl, v'hein, and they are, the zav and the yaldas, v'hein chatas v'ayla, bring a chatas and a'ayla. Then you also have a carbon hashayigig b'mitzis lesesi, sheish b'karas. Anytime a person, he brings a carbon for erroneously violating a negative prohibition that in its punishment has chiv of karas, v'chatas, is what's known as the sin offering. Now, v'nistapak leim asa lo yasa, if he's in doubt, if he did the sin or not, maybe Ashim. That sinner brings a guilt offering. It's called the conditional guilt offering because it's conditional. It doesn't know if he actually sinned or not. And maybe Ali and Ashim. Then there are certain sins that you bring a guilt offering. It's called the definitive guilt offering, which is also for certain sins. They're just not a chatas. They're specifically Ashim for certain specific sins. And v'chein el ha'ela. So to the ram of the totally burnt sacrifice. Ufar hachatas and the bull of the sin offering shemakav kohen gadol mishalom yom kippurim, that the kohen gadol brings from his own funds on yom kippurim harin karban yachad. It's also considered individual karban, although he brings karban tziba on yom kippurim too. He also brings some individual karbanas. Ufar zeh hanikra par yom kippurim, and that private bull that he brings is called the bull of yom kippurim, which is brought for himself. All these karbanas are explicit in the Torah, and each one of them is explained its halachas in its appropriate places. Halacha Zayin, continue on this, of the private person's karbanas. So kol karbanas ayachin, every karban of an individual, chayim b'achriyusim, he's responsible for insuring it, to make sure it's brought, and if anything happens, it's his liability. Uvachreis neskeim, and also the responsibility of bringing its libations. Chutz min hanadava, except if someone is donating, not vowing, donating, where he says, this is oil or shlam, which it's not related to him anymore. And v'chol karbanas hatzibur, all the karbanas that the public brings, which all have set times to them, in chayiv machri yusam, the public is not responsible for them, if something happens to them, b'lei b'chorais neskeim, and neither for the responsibility of their libations, because what's called avizman l'bachl karbani. Once the time passes, so there's no need to bring the karban anymore, there's no need for insurance. Now, mimkar of hazavach, let's say the karban was already sacrificed, and the reason for this halach is because there's no set time for the nesachim. A person can bring in nesachim at a later point in time. It's only the carbon has a set time. So if the carbon was sacrificed, then actually chayav machres neskeim, they actually are responsible for insurance of their libations, because then there is a purpose, because you can still bring it. Now, moreover, the carbon yachid, even the carbon of an individual, shekavu lezman, which has a set time, which is the carbon pesach, or the paran ayil of the kohen gadol yom kippurim, which has to be brought in yom kippurim, then actually hariku carbon tzibur. Those carbons actually have the status of the carbon tzibur, and hence ve'inach ha'b'achriyus is not responsible for insurance, in contrast to a regular carbon yachid, because it has a set time. And once the time passes, there's no need for insurance, because no need to bring it anymore, and hence it will have the same halach as the carbon tzibur. Now, halach has Ram continued regarding specifics regarding these types of carbons that we had mentioned, regarding from what type of animals could they be brought from. So, kol oilas behemah, any animal totally burnt sacrifice, ina ba ilamin azcharm belvat, is only brought from the male species. V'hiba min hakfasim, but from what type of animal? We know the gender, what type of animal. So v'hiba min hakfasim can be brought from lambs, min isim from goats, min abaka from the cattle. Be'gidoyl, be'gitanim, whether they're older or younger, min atarim, min ayayna, or from turtle doves or from young doves. And regarding birds, v'ech min hazachah v'n akeba, there, it could be, there's no gender differences regarding bird kabbalah, so it could be either male or female. Now, halacha test, that was regarding oila. Hachatas, the sin offering, ba mechamesha saminim ha'elu, they are brought also from these five species that we just mentioned, which, meaning some chatois are brought from this type, some chatois from this type, but the sum total of chatois are from these five types we mentioned in the previous halacha by oila. Minascharm and minakevis, in contrast to oila, which is only from males, can be brought from males and from females. And minagdam, from older and from younger. Halacha yud, next type of carbon, ha'asham, the guilt offering. Ein ba'ila mezichik vasim bavad. It's only brought from male lambs. That's the only things guilt offerings are brought from. Now, yesh asham ba'migdil minzeh. There are certain guilt offerings that specifically come from the larger ones of this species, meaning the Elim, the rams, which are 2 years old. V'yesh Asham Baben HaKetam, there are certain carbon Ashams that are specifically from the smaller ones, meaning from the Kevis, the lamb, which is in its first year. Halachirav, the last of the four species that we had mentioned regarding carbon Tziba and carbon Yachad, Hashlamim, the peace offering, Boim and HaKvasim is brought from lambs, and the Ezim from goats, and the Abaka from the cattle, Mizcharim and the Kevis from males and females, Menagdilim and HaKetanim from the older and from the younger, Ve'en Oif Bar Shlamim, but the Shlamim is not brought from a bird carbon. Now, HaKetanim, regarding all the carbons that we said from the smaller type, which is a Kevis and a Kivsa by the flock, and it's an eagle, a calf, by the cattle. What is that age bracket? Hey, me ben shmoinis yam. It's from 8 days ad shana tamima miyam liyam until a full year, going from day to day. Now, im nesaber shana, if let's say it's a leap year, you have an extra month adar sheni nesaber loy. So then it gets added to. It's still part of that year. Vakadolim. What's considered the older, the larger ones? So babakar by cattle is ad shana shana mishlemis miyam liyam up until 3 full years. It's valid, meaning from after that first year until a full 3 years, it's considered the older types. Now, but saying regarding flock, regarding sheep, it's achdeishon mishlemis miyam liyam. It's only up until 2 years. So basically, in that second year, it's going to be considered the older ones. Now, yeisazeh, more than 3 for the cattle or more than 2 for the flock, how do you zaken this already considered old? Ve'imakriven, they say, then you don't sacrifice it anymore. Now, lochid beis, qualifying the times and ages of these karbanas, although, as we said, all karbanas are valid from 8 days and onwards. But initially, we don't sacrifice only from day 30 and onwards. Except for the firstborn animal, because there it doesn't say bahala as the other ones, where it says and onwards, which sounds like as if there should be extended, shouldn't just be birthed from 8 days and on. But bahar doesn't say bahala, just says b'yemishmini titanli, to tell you that it's initially valid even by day 8. And those which are compared to Bechar, Umin HaPesach, Man HaMaiser, from the Karm Pesach, from the Maiser Behema, which have similar halachas to Bechar, there Shem Rotzal HaKrivim HaShemim L'Kechil, there if you want to initially sacrifice on day 8, Makiv, you could sacrifice there even initially, you don't have to wait for day 30. Now, halachi Yigimel, regarding the timing, the age, even Sho'is Moin L'Kachim, we count hours when it comes to Kachim, to Karbanas, meaning, if you're an hour too late, or an hour too early, soon it's going to be invalid. Ketzad HaSo, let's say carbon mitzvah leaves but shana. Let's say you have a carbon that its mitzvah is to be, let's say, a kevis, a lamb, which is specifically in its first year. If it's past the year, even sha'achas, one moment, I mean, you calculate the moment it's born, and you go up until a full year, if it's 1 hour later, nifsel becomes invalidated. Even if it was within the year when you slaughtered, it gets added onto the year b'shazrika, when you're spraying the blood, which is a little bit later, already past the year to the hour, nifsel becomes invalidated. That up until it has to be within the year, even up until the time of spraying the blood. So to regarding old karbanas, the age is specific up until the hour. Now halachi yadalam, further qualifying these age brackets. So kamakam shenimba tayru, wherever it says in the tayru keves, which is the male lamb, a kisvo, the female lamb, a kvasim, or the pluralistic of the lambs. So harei elu b'nei shana, those are referring to then when they're in their first year. Now mechamakom shenema ayilo elim, wherever it says ram or rams, himascharim b'nei shana asayim, that's when the male of the lambs are already in their second year. Now me'emes hayikari ayil, when does it actually get the designation of a ram? It's mishikanis b'shadna shni, it's when it enters into the second year, but not right away. When it's echad shleishim yom, when it's 31 days into the second year, then it becomes an ayil. But even up until the 30th day, in a kasha, it's not going to be valid. It's not going to be valid, not as a lamb, because not in the first year anymore, and not an ayil, because not yet enough in the second year. This is what's called pilgus, which is a compound word of palagas, which is like this somewhere in between, where it's not either one, and then it's going to be invalid. Whoever says a calf, hariza ben shana, it's within the first year. Parable is ben shtam, when it's in the second year. Seir izim is the young he goat. That's ben shana in its first year. And sar, the he-goat, is ben shtayim, is in its second year. And kol shana shniya, hu nikra sar, for the whole second year, the duration of the second year, is called a sar, the he-goat. Halacha tezvav, qualifying specifically regarding the karbanas hatzibur. So, kol karbanas hatzibur, all the karbanas of the public, are zchar. They're always males. And v'chein chatoy shel tzibur, so too the sin offerings of the tzibur, they're further limited, that they're min ho'ez, they're from the goats, I mean abaka, or from the cattle. But they're not brought from the sheep, from the lambs. and b'chol oilis tzibur, and all the burnt sacrifices of the tzibur, are min hakvasim and min habakar. There, it's specifically from the lambs and from the cattle, and but v'ein lehen oilim and eis, but the totally burnt sacrifice, and never from goats. Kol chatas yachid. Now, any chatas of an individual is nekeva, has to be female, and v'te'och lekahanim, it's eaten by the kahanim, but v'ein abom and habakar, cannot be brought from the cattle. Now, chutz mishalosh chatois. Now, however, there's three exceptions to this rule when we come to a sin offering. And they are chatas nasi, when the king brings a sin offering, shehi eis, where there it's actually a goat, and v'necheles, and it's eaten, that's one exception. And the second one is v'chatas koin, meaning it has to be specifically that. V'chatas koin mashiach, and the sin offering of the Kohen Gadol who's anointed, specifically that type of Kohen Gadol, shu par, we actually mean it's a bull, then the seven that's burnt, and that's hu par bal kol mitzvahs, that's what's called the bull that comes for all the mitzvahs that the Kohen Gadol has violated. And vashlishi, the third one is par shemei the Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim, the bull that the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, brings on Yom Kippurim, v'chatas v'nisraf, which is a sin offering, and it's burnt. So it's not eaten by the Kahanim. And that's what we're saying, that we have these differences that specifically, like for example, the Chatas of the Nasi is specifically only from the Ezim and not from all Kvasim like other Chatas. So these are three exceptions that they're unique in their halachas. Halacha designed, Kol Chatoi Shel Tzibur, all the sin offerings of the Tzibur Nechalas, the meat is eaten, Chutz Misor Shem Kippurim, except for the Higur of Yom Kippurim, where Shechavei Mishtaleach, we're talking about the Sar of where it's counterpart, where you bring these two matching se'irim, one of them is sent off the cliff, the one that's not sent off the cliff, that se'ir is not consumed. And mechein se'ir avodah zarah, so regarding the higots of idolatry, where if the high court made an erroneous ruling regarding avodah zarah and the whole people followed, and then they find out about it, that is not eaten. And the parhelim, which is the similar regarding if the Sanhedrin made an erroneous ruling regarding some other halacha that would be karis, and they said it's permitted, and they did it, and they found out. Upar haba kol mitzvahs, and regarding the bull that comes for all the mitzvahs, which you mentioned in the previous halacha, that's the par koin mashiach, when the Kohen Gadol committed a sin. Ufar helam, and regarding the par helam, davar shel tzibur, and regarding the par bal kol mitzvahs, these last two that we mentioned, they are in the crumb, they're called parim hanisrafim. They're the bulls that are burnt. And usir avodah in the crumb, the one we mentioned before these two, regarding the he-goats of idolatry, they're seir hanisrafim. They're the he-goats that are burnt. Halamata, what you learn is from these five that we mentioned, this halacha, shechamish chatois hen hanisrafim. There's five sin offerings that are burnt. Shtaim liyachid, you have two that are brought by individual, which we mentioned in the previous halacha, the par koin mashiach, which is the power that the Kohen Gadol brings. And then you have the power Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim that he brings. And you have a Shalosh L'Tzibur. You have three by the Tzibur, which you have the Seer of a Dezara. You have the Seer Yom Kippurim, meaning the one of the, what we call, Sar LaHashem. And you have the power Halam Davish L'Tzibur. Those three are burnt. So you have five karbanas that they are burnt. Now, Halacha Yed Zayin, the Ram qualifies terminologies, what certain things are called, what parts these are. All these karbanas that we mentioned up until now, they're called zvachim. They're called things that are slaughtered. And v'chol oilis v'achatois v'ashamis, and all the burnt sacrifice, and all the sin offerings, and all the guilt offerings, u'shnei chivsei shlamish latzeres, and the two lambs of the shlamim that are burned in shavuos, nikram, they're called kachim. They're the holiest of the holies. Those are the higher categories, more severe level of sanctity karbanas. Avo shlamim shal yachid, but the shlam of an individual, conscious to the shalmi tzibur that we just mentioned of shvuas. V'abachar in the firstborn offering, v'abach ma'aser and the tithe ma'aser behemah, v'abach pesach and the krum. Pesach and the krum, they're called kachim kalim. They're called the lighter level of kachim, which they could be slaughtered anywhere in the azara and they could be eaten in the whole city of Yerushalayim. Halach Yitches, continue on what things are. Hevarm shesorven oisim magab mezbech, regarding the limbs of the karbans that are burnt on top of the mezbech, min hachatoyis hanacholis, from the karmachatis that you eat the rest of it, umen hashamis, and from the guilt of umen hashlam, we also eat the meat. So the parts that are sacrificed, in contrast, like an oil where the whole thing is burnt, so the parts that are sacrificed, they're what's called imurim, which is possibly from the term es hashem hamarta, which are the parts that have been designated, highlighted, the sacrificial parts. And these are the sacrificial parts of the ox or the goat. They are hachelav asher ala kerev, the fats that are on the internal organs. Uvechol, included in that is chelav shalgabe hakeva, the fats that's on the maw, which is one of the stomachs of the animal. You have ushte hakloyes, you have the two kidneys, vechelav shalena, and the fats that are on them, which are burnt on mizbeach. Im hachelav asher ala kselam, together with the fats that are on the flanks. And also the yiseres hakavi, the lobe of the liver, which is the bottom edge that comes out of it, like the way a thumb comes out of a hand. And v'niklam and hakavi ma'atma, he says, and you take a little bit from the liver together with the lobe of the liver. Now, v'mhoya hakavi v'min hakavasim, and now if the carbon, the sacrifice, was from the type of a lamb, then you add on to what we just said regarding the goat and the ox, ha'al yitamimah, the complete tail, im hachulyes, with the vertebrae min hashedah that's from the spine, ad makam hakloyes, where did the tail go to? Until the area of the kidneys. Krishnamaka says, opposing Yikra, Lu'umas ha'atza, opposite that which counsels, which refers to the kidneys, that counsels the individual, you surrender, that's where you should remove the tail and sacrifice it. And b'cholay murim, nisrafim al mizbech achitza, and all the sacrificial parts, they're burnt on the outer mizbech. Now, halachi yates, ha'isabahimim uberis, if the animal was pregnant, afa pishu kol l'chadosh v'shalu, but even if the fetus is full term, the entire gestation period. Even if you find it alive when you sacrifice the animal, you don't sacrifice its fats together with the fats of the mother. You only sacrifice the mother's fats. And the fetus is like one of the limbs. It's like the thigh. It's like one of the limbs of the mother. And whatever you do with the limbs, that's what you do with that of the fetus.